Right now, we stop down for Ham Radio. Ham!
Ham! So this was heard earlier this week, and it started a little controversy up here.
Whatever are you talking about?
Thank you for asking, Monty. I'm glad to tell you. DJ Ringenberg is a producer heard on the airwaves from 3 to 7. And if you know...
Thank you.
Two things about DJ's persona. Loves getting cucked.
Number one above Number all one. Else.
And two... Thank you. Sits in that chair, going at it.
Two is he'll play the Hispanic card all the time.
Constantly.
See?
So, this came as a shock to me earlier this week when he said... This, which stopped down the beginning of the Hardline.
1310, The Ticket.
Whatever tempts your taste buds can be found in Terrell, Texas. Tex-Mex from small taquerias to places like the legendary Chewy's. Plenty of Italian and pizza options from family-owned restaurants to Olive Garden, barbecue, steakhouses, Chinese, and Thai. Check out the dining options at discoverterrell.com.
This show sucks. Taqueria.
You don't like my accent?
I thought you were Mexican.
What did he just call those?
Taquerias.
Taqueria?
Taquerias.
Taqueria.
No.
I don't even know what to do with him.
In Duncanville, Texas, we call him Taquerias.
Awful.
Well, in Mexico...
It's a regional dialect of Duncanville?
Yes.
Never been so ashamed to work with someone.
Okay, so
same.
The two
what did I even misspell?
Whitest guys in the world
call
Corbin
you
Davis
out,
and Dave Lane, and have to call out your Latino-ness. You did something bad.
Taqueria.
Taqueria.
Go get you a taco at a taqueria.
Am I supposed to defend myself now?
Yeah,
or?
Because. Yeah. Your awful defense of somehow in Duncanville, we say it differently, is not a good defense.
Which got us thinking, maybe we're wrong.
Maybe that is how they do it in Duncanville.
Hey, that's how you spin things. You turn it around on people and say, actually, y'all are the ones that are wrong.
Luckily for you, though, or luckily for us, I should say.
Yeah, get to spinning, bitch.
We have a way to back check you.
Yeah.
And see if that's true or not. Mm. Ham?
Exhibit A. Oh, you gotta pull me up, Jermell.
On the ticket. So you're playing a phone call from...
Taqueria, buenas tardes.
So we thought we should call taquerias in Duncanville and see how they respond.
There are taquerias in Duncanville?
So far, 0 for 1.
0 for 1 for DJ. Uh-huh.
She kind of sounded like the way I said it.
No, not at all.
Exhibit dose. Hi, are you in Duncanville?
Si.
And what's the full name of your restaurant?
Mi f***.
Okay, thank you. So that didn't play out.
Why do we play it better? She never said
it. Why play that one?
I don't know. Control group.
What a waste.
All right.
Hi,
are you located in Duncanville?
Si.
And... Do you have any specials going on today?
Costilla?
Okay, thank you. Taqueria.
We figured it would be better if Ham said something than just
hang up
immediately.
See, that's what I would have done.
I told him to say a wrong number, but he wanted to play it out a little bit.
So, and our final example.
Taqueria, not taqueria.
These are people...
Ambiguous.
In Duncanville.
Inconclusive so far, I would say.
Taqueria, buenas tardes.
Buenos tardes. I think I called the wrong number. Thank you, though. Are you in Duncanville?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry. I was looking for Addison. Appreciate it, though.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So nobody in Duncanville pronounced it the butchered way you said it.
Speaking of butchered way you said it, can you play your buenas tardes again?
Sure. Hold on.
Taqueria, buenas tardes.
Buenos tardes. I think I...
Buenos tardes.
Buenos tardes.
Hello, fellow Hispanic.
You're channeling your DJ. Buenos tardes, mi amiga.
I don't claim to be Hispanic like DJ does. Okay. But he clearly can't pronounce that. Oh. So.
Man, that's great.
All right, can I press conference this thing and issue an apology?
Make it quick.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I said it wrong. I fully understood that. The millisecond after I was reading it and Taquiria came out of my mouth, I instantly knew it was wrong. It's not a Duncanville dialect. It's honestly just not a word I say very often. I can't think of a time I've ever said taqueria in general. Do you say taqueria often whenever you're going to get
Mexican food? When I go get
food,
yeah, but I'm not eating chicken pot pies like you do all the time.
Chicken pot pies?
Or whatever you eat.
But we understand you said it wrong, but now we question whether or not you're a fraud or not.
We're going to sniff you out.
And we're going to sniff you out. Ooh. So, here in Jamon Radio, I have a little Hispanic quiz for the two of you to figure out who is actually Hispanic around here.
Okay.
Muy bien.
All right.
It's very good.
By the way, you start in a hole.
No, it doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way.
You already missed 11 of them.
People misspeak all the time.
I'll let you go first.
Have you ever heard a ham segment? People misspeak all the time.
Including probably this one. At a point to be determined.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. Question number one, DJ. What is the most popular sport in the Spanish-speaking world? Is it A, lacrosse, B, cricket, C, soccer, or D, power walking?
Power walking?
See? Already happened.
I'm going to go football, which translates to soccer.
Bing. Bing. There you go.
Look at that fraud.
Monty, what is the largest speaking Spanish city in the world? If I could rephrase
that. Say that again.
What is the largest Spanish-speaking city in the world? A, Mexico City, B, Madrid, C, Buenos Aires, or D, Havana?
Damn.
Fake Mexican.
Ooh.
I'll say Mexico City, but before you say yes or no, what is your answer, DJ?
That's not how the game works at all.
Go, just humor me.
I would guess Mexico City, yeah.
Both are correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me skip ahead.
I'd rather
time.
We're just trying to disprove you.
DJ, the holiday Cinco de Mayo is the celebration of the Mexican army defeating A, the United States, B, Great Britain, C, France, or D, China. Why'd you laugh?
I wasn't.
Remember that old Mexican-Chinese war?
I mean, down the line at some point, probably. What were the choices again?
United States, Great Britain, France, or China?
How do you not know this already?
I don't even know. Is it France? I'll say France.
Is that a guess or is that an answer?
I'll say France.
France is correct.
Thank you. Gracias.
He's cheapening it by...
He really is.
I'm sorry. Y'all gave me a quiz and I'm just crushing the quiz.
Monty,
sound like my Uncle Rick when he goes to Taco Bell and gets his order. Gracias.
Which actor became the first Spaniard to win an acting Oscar? A, Edward James Olmos, B, Javier Bardem, C, Diego Luna, or D, George Lopez.
Why is that funny?
Because George Lopez didn't win the first, but he has won multiple. I don't remember Edward James Olmos. I'll go Javier Bardem.
That is correct. DJ, name the first Latino ball player to be inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. A, George Lopez, the other one. B, Vernon Gomez. C, Roberto Clemente. Or D, Pedro Martinez.
I'll say Roberto Clemente.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Monty, the Batman villain Bane was born in prison in what Latin American country? This is a multiple choice now. You have to give me the answer. But.
Isn't he a Mexican? Mexican.
Jeez.
Mexico.
That is incorrect, DJ. Chance to steal.
It's not Batman lore.
This is my game show.
Why are you getting mad?
DJ?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah.
Where's Bane from?
I don't know. Is he Mexican or something?
No, that's the same thing he said no. Idiot.
Mi hermano. You don't get double guesses. What is that?
No, I was just joking.
He's from Santa Prisca. Idiots.
Is that a fake country?
It is. DJ, translate.
He's ruining the game.
Translate this sentence. Mi pica el tresaro. Mi pica el tresaro.
I have no idea. Let him guess.
Monty.
I'm not even gonna.
Yeah, because he doesn't have
lower
any
idea. Myself. Like, this would be like kindergarten day one stuff in Mexico kindergarten.
Well, humor us. And
yeah, humor us.
Listen.
This is embarrassing.
Quit looking down at your computer.
What was it again, Ham? Hey, Siri, what? Translate this.
Mi pica tresero.
No!
No! Damn it! Siri!
What does it mean?
My butt itches. What is the official name of Mexico?
Say what?
What is the official name of Mexico?
Mexico?
Is that your answer?
What is the official, like, you mean like the Republic of Mexico or something? Is that what you're looking for, that kind of thing?
Is that your answer?
I'm pretty sure.
Five, four, three, two, sniff.
Mexico.
No, incorrect. DJ.
Confidently wrong. You do that. Wasn't
but I took my time
answer.
To make sure.
The United States of Mexico.
Incorrect. United Mexican States.
I've never heard anyone call Mexico that.
What's the name of the Latina judge that serves on our country's highest court?
Judge Sotomayor.
That is
What's
correct.
What's her first name?
Judge? Like Reinhold.
That's a title. That's not her first name.
I already gave him the point, so whatever.
Totally.
Dang it.
DJ.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Thank you. Speedy Gonzalez was a cartoon character who is the fastest mouse in all of Mexico. What is the name of his cousin?
Ooh. It's something kind of offensive.
Chi-Chi.
That is incorrect.
Gio.
I feel like Bob stepped in a bear trap with this one time.
Sadie?
Five. Four.
Is it like Sleepy
three.
Or something like that?
It is Slowpoke Rodriguez.
See,
yeah. That's not offensive.
If you dig into it.
Monty, what was the original name of Mexico City?
The original name of Mexico.
The city that Mexico City is presently on used to be known as another city. What is the name of that city?
I'm going to go Ciudad de Nachos Belgrano.
Wow. Way more offensive than anything I've
DJ?
Ever
what world
even
is
thought.
That offensive?
It's like Tenochtitlan.
Tenochtitlan.
Yeah, that.
That is correct.
Thank you.
I don't feel like he nailed the
Somehow I did. Yeah.
But okay.
Monty.
By the way, I'm killing Monty
in
the game.
You just scored your first point.
Jessica Cruz is the name of a female DC Comics character best known by her alter ego. Name the alter ego.
Jessica Cruz. Why the F am I getting the made up Latino questions?
Part two will be given to DJ, so.
I don't know. Gato Mujer?
No. DJ.
You repeat the question?
That's not
It doesn't
help
matter. I don't know the answer to this one.
Green Lantern was the answer.
Yeah, Green Lantern was a woman?
Hal Jordan.
Name three other Green Lanterns that are from Sector 2814. You'll get a point for each.
I have zero idea.
Monty for the steal.
John Stewart.
Correct. That's one.
Hal Jordan.
Correct.
You said Green Lanterns or any lanterns?
Green Lanterns that originate from 2814, which is Earth.
Jessica Cruz.
Damn.
I think you have to count that.
I think I have to count it, too. I will also accept a Guy Gardner, Kyle Rayner, or Simon Bath. Name three Latin performer women that are known by a single name.
Shakira.
That's one.
J-Lo.
I don't think I count
that. J-Lo.
No.
That's not one name.
Isn't this your question?
No, he asked you.
It's your question.
I'm pointing at you, though.
I gave you one.
He pointed at you.
I'm giving you the opportunity to get points.
Okay. Shakira.
Yeah, you said that one. I will accept two other answers. Five, four, three.
Beyonce at a taqueria.
No. Okay, DJ.
I'm not sure. I couldn't think of it for a second, and then I thought, there's Becky G and Carol G, but if we're not counting those, then that doesn't count.
Five, four, three, two, uno.
Cinco, cuatro.
I don't know.
I would have also accepted Chara and Monty.
Monty? That's a woman.
No, I'm addressing you at this point. Selena. You guys are idiots.
Well, obviously I'm anti-Selena. Yo-yo and I. All right, last one.
Last one.
Jeez.
DJ. Which Mexican leader was assassinated in 1923?
And this is not a multiple choice.
No. You have to tell me.
He's typing over there.
No, I'm not.
That doesn't count. 1923?
Mm-hmm. This is Ramon Radio to prove if DJ actually is Hispanic or not. Which we're finding that both of you guys are not.
I'd be glad to steal when he doesn't know.
You can let Monty have it after he looked it up.
If memory serves.
Mm-hmm.
Bad acting. He's touching his temple with both hands.
Like he's conjuring. Now he's the thinker.
Now he's the Rizzler.
Yeah, now he's the Rizzler. Oh my God.
There's zero consistency.
A bunch of you.
That is correct. Monty is Hispanic.
I don't think so. I think you add up those points.
DJ, fraud!
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 We scooped you out, pal.
And that's Hamon Radio.
Thank you, Ham.
Well done.